after another long weekend of trying to make some extra cash by picking people and strange senators up at the airport, it's time once again for another broadcast of Radio Free Cthulhu from Mount Vermithadrith, 24 feet high in Phoenix, Arizona, where it is starting to cool off, thank God. After the heat spell of this summer, we set new records. Luckily, we had no fatalities, which is kind of nice, but it's still hotter than living hell out there. So, while we can't cook an egg in the sidewalk anymore, you can still sweat to death, or at least into submission. In the news from this weekend, kind of funny, ADOT, that's the Arizona Department of Transportation, they decided to close down one of the major outgoing freeways out of Phoenix on Friday. Boy, doesn't that make sense. And then they blamed it on the burrowing owl. They said, well, we can't pull our trucks off to the side of the road because of the owl, so we had to put up cement barricades. My attitude was that, you know what, you guys had friggin' months to plan this out. You knew it was a big holiday weekend. Get the effing trucks off the road prior, and then you wouldn't have to put up cement barricades. Because I don't think the owls wanted to cement barricades put up. In fact, I don't really think the owls really want the fucking freeway up there anyway. So, there you go. Memorial for Princess Di in England. That was kind of touching, I thought. And nice to see the little chuckles up there. You know, Prince Chuckle 1 and Prince Chuckle 2. And, you know, they kept their mouths sane and no one wore a swastika this time, which is kind of fun. Let's see. Lawyers, guns, and money. That's what it seems to be in the news these days. I tell you what, every time you turn on CNN, it's one little bit after another of these people jipping you one way, you know, just going at it. Right now, they're trying to legalize having Mexican trucks allowed across the border for shipping. Well, now, I don't know if many of you back east don't know this, but in Mexico, they do not have EPA standards, which means that those trucks that come up from Mexico are not required to follow our emission laws. So it's cool for them to drive up here with no brakes, no registration, no insurance, nothing. That's all legal. And they can just drive anywhere in the United States now, so we can save some bucks at Walmart. You know what? Stop shopping at Walmart. Yeah, I know the prices are cheaper and blah, 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 blah. Well, wham. Pay a little bit more. Shop at Target. That's what we call Target out here. We could try to sound fancy. It's Target. Shop at Target instead. At least then you'll, you know, not be buying into that whole crap idealism. We have a housewarming party here at Mount Vermithadrith coming up here shortly at October 13th. Tentacle Craft out of Flagstaff will be coming down to play. Tom Ardons has done a wonderful job designing beer bottle labels, and Eric Lloyd is brewing up a special chthonic batch of beer for us. So we'll have at least 48 bottles of a very seriously good porter that will be labeled. Wait till you see these labels, people. You're going to die over it. Well, if the beer doesn't kill you, the label will. Speaking of the devil, let's listen to some Tentacle Craft. How's that sound? Yeehaw!
Today's news. The Hood is sunk by the mighty Bismarck. At least 1,100 dead. Here we have one of the survivors of the only three captured alive. Here's what happened that day.
Have you ever seen supernatural abilities?
Maybe spell-like abilities.
Fuck-ups priest going to hell.
Why?
Because Cthulhu is here.
Let Cthulhu flow through.
Like a wave hitting the shore. Ocean floor, waiting no longer, no more. Boulders tumbling into the lakes. That which you hate, that which you love.
But then I'm saying I'm alive.
Why'd you laugh?
Cthulhu is here, waiting no longer, no more. The moon is past cold, time to go to bed. Rest your weary eyes, don't worry your dread. Because Cthulhu.
And I would like to give a warm thanks to all of you who voted me in as the new head of the Chthonic Ministries. And trust me, things are going to get more and more chthonic as we continue to creep along, worming our way into every person's existence and the government and everything else. We're insidious. We're like a fungus. We're going to grow on you. Speaking of chthonity, we are still working forward on the radio show. Basically a live action studio production of a H.P. Lovecraft based story. So it's trying to get everyone together at this time of year is really tough. For those of you who don't live in Arizona, when it hits like 115, that means the ground temperature is somewhere around 145 to 150 degrees. And it makes it really tough to just even get around town because you drive someplace and you feel absolutely drained of energy, like you've just had some sort of soul-sucking vampire stuck on your back for the entire trip. No matter how much AC you run, you still end up just wiped out. So we're probably going to have to, we're waiting for a little bit cooler weather. We have had a little bit of reprieve in the last couple days, which has been nice. But we're still, you know, working forward. We do have some new bands coming online, sending in some more music. And I know Tentacle Craft is working on a new CD. I think Darkest of the Hillside Thickets is probably about a year out for their next one. So I'm kind of, you know, we'll definitely be showcasing that as things pop up. We'll keep you all posted. In chthonic news, Eric Orser has recently finished a novel, and we're waiting with bated breath, basically, for that one to come out. Eric, if you don't know, is on staff, and he is absolute chthonic nut. He does the old-time Cthulhu revival show. He does the Bat show. He's all over the map. He's in Hollyweird. He's back east. He's in Vegas. He's all over the place. So if you see someone that looks kind of psychotic with a pencil mustache and talks about Cthulhu, chances are that's Eric Orser. So be sure and shake his hand and give him a big high five because he is one of the best people on the planet. As far as chthonity goes, that's at least. Be sure to check out tonmo.com whenever you get a chance. Lots of information on cephalopods, of which Cthulhu, of course, is kind of one, you know, throwing the dragon wings and the feet and whatnot. But other than that, come on. Kraken, Kraken, however you want to pronounce it, we're all good to go. I hope you have all been reading your H.P. Lovecraft this summer. It's one way to stay cool because most of the stuff he talks about is nice, cold, and drafty. I always love reading H.P. Lovecraft in the summertime. That's why I turn to the westerns like something by Stephen King, Dark Tower series, in the winter when I'm cold. Kind of, you know, changes your mood a little bit. Keeps you going. Keeps you running on. Keeps you just wound up and full of vim and vigor and chthonity. Much like Darkest of the Hillside Thickets.
Downtown, downtown, that is where I want to be.
Down.
that doesn't get you pumped up and your blood boiling, nothing will. That just makes all the copper in my cyan system just want to make me change colors and switch my flesh out. Woohoo! Hey, whatever you do, make sure you spend a lot of time in these days sending your prayers overseas to the troops that are over there that are, you know, fighting that silly-ass war, and not much we can do about it right now. And make sure you hug your loved ones, and you guys all take it easy. We shall see you tomorrow afternoon. So, signing off from the top of my little hut here on the top of Mount Vermithadrift, this is Greg saying I love you. Love you all. Praise Cthulhu.
And that's the news from Mount Vermithadrift, where the women are screaming, the men are insane, and all the children are below water and growing gills.